It's Wrecking Ball Radio. This is Stavin's Den.
Alrighty, last segment of the show, we'll do some Anne Jackson. What was the last time she did not want to work for the scammers anymore, right?
Huh.
But she was still, like, confused about shit.
Yeah. She was... Well, gee, that sounds like a gimme. Yeah.
All right, so we'll play the theme, and you'll give us the categories.
Yes.
And we'll do this little thing here.
All right. Okay, our first category, as always, is Mr. Devin. Our second category is scammers, plural. And our third category is liar! What do you think, Joe?
Put me down for eight, Mr. Davins.
Eight, Mr. Davins.
Okay, I'm going to go for nine scammers.
Wow, all right.
And I'm going to go with four liars.
Okay, liar.
Liar.
Okay.
Ooh, well, look at her with the technicalities.
Mm. Well,
rules are rules, men have died.
Rules are rules. Plurals have
children
died.
Been separated.
Oh, my God. Okay, I'm going to go with five Mr. Davins. I'm going to go with four scammers. And I'm going to say six liar. And Lisa is in with six Mr. Davins, seven scammers, and three liar, and a partridge in a pear tree.
Okay, now I remember...
Joe's girl out there?
She has not answered me.
Oh, okay.
She must be busy.
Yeah.
Probably getting ready the fucking sandpaper for your next visit. Maybe fucking use a steak knife to shave with. Anything laying around the house to work on your head.
That was Sunday afternoon.
How about some turtle wax for my legs?
A little hedge trimmer for you to shave with.
Yeah, a little weed whacker for your chest.
I'm going to have to explain this on stage this weekend.
Yes.
Have to explain it to somebody.
The old call in the moment thing, because people are going to be like, what the fuck?
Yeah, it's like, what kind of creeping cred you got going on there, bud?
All right. So, so I remember trying to convince her. She still didn't think that these were scammers.
She wasn't convinced.
So, September 30, 2014, I write to her, I told you who the specific names were of the scammers, because she provided me names, and they were all African. At least who I believe they really may be due to the wire transfers.
Yeah.
I'm glad you agree, Joe. If that is the real names, then now...
I just remember when I was doing that, and Joanna's like, what the fuck is going on in
which is a damn fine question. Yeah. If that is their real names, then now they know not to put them on the transfer, as that is a way to trace where the money really is.
Yeah.
And she writes, Mr. Davin!
On the board.
Yes, I sent the fees to Jennifer Green, Brown Cotton, and David Copper to UK. I sent money to Jennifer Green at least three times, and to David Copper four or five times, Brown Cotton at least two times or more. I go, when you sent me the information on your wire transactions, those were not the names receiving the money.
Right.
She goes, Brown Cotton, David Copper, and Jennifer Green are their real names. I did send the fees to them, these names. I go, please show me those transactions where those are the names listed receiving them.
Right, not the African names that you've been talking about earlier.
She goes, I recently collected receipts, and I did find them. They are real. And then she fucking got it. David Copper, the fucking real transactions.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, I guess she did send these people using those names.
Okay.
Western Union. Jennifer Green, the same thing.
Huh.
So much for my foolproof story. Enough, Joe. I get it.
That song is still running?
Yeah.
Not anymore. I put an end to that. I go, interesting. So what do you make of the other names who received your money that you never emailed?
It's a free bird of bits. It's a free bird of stingers.
Really?
Yeah.
Gets requested a lot.
It's the blah, blah, blah of who are these other names then? What do you make of that?
She right.
Goes, Mr. Davin.
Up deuce.
I really feel for Jennifer because Mr. Green sent his money for the funds transfer. This is why I am mad at Jennifer. I told her not to pay for the fees, but she did not listen to me. And then she sends me a conversation between her and Parker Green, who is the father of Jennifer.
Mm-hmm.
He goes, you get my message. And she goes, what? She goes, please take care. Do you have a fever? He goes, I took tablets, which are really hard to swallow, depending on the size of the tablet.
Yeah, well.
But you do get internet in your tum-tum that way.
Like a Teletubby.
Yeah. Parker goes, Jennifer messaged me. Anne goes, see, she is a good girl. Parker goes, she sent some money to Brown. Anne goes, why? Anne goes, I am mad at Brown. Parker goes, how did you raise? Please, do not be mad. Please. She goes, I have 20,000 yen. Parker says, he needs 37,000. Anne goes, I cannot. Green goes, Brown tried. Serious. Check how you could get. What is the time there now? And she gives the time, 9. She goes, where do you get injured? They're always fucking injured. Very clumsy.
Really? Or sick?
Yeah. Parker goes, if you get 35,000, send it fast. He's reasonable.
No, yeah, just send that money over here.
And then
pronto.
He got injured in my kneel.
Wow.
What? Injured in his kneel?
In my kneel.
Oh, ow.
Yeah. Tight.
Thank you.
Funny.
Anne goes, OMG. I guess she knows of this kneel that can get injured.
Yes.
Oh, my.
Park goes, it's okay now. Of course it is, because you just made it up, stupid. They're talking on February 5th. Anne goes, hope they can arrest them all. I do hope so. Found killer today from Terry's info. I guess Terry's somebody's feeding info. I don't know who Terry is.
Yeah, that's a new name for us.
Park goes, yes, they will. I know so. Anne goes, collect info and send the authorities. It is easy. I did save some people. See, she's trying to help.
Yeah.
Parker goes, okay, yes, rest, okay. Anne goes, I will lie down now. I will trace scammers later after lesson. Bye. Parker goes, I will work for 5 hours and come back online, okay? Bye.
Okay.
All right, everybody's got shit to do.
Mr. Davin.
3.
What do you mean? I borrowed money from my friends, and I sent money by using my name, and my friend's name, too. I go, the people who received the funds you sent a while back had names other than Green, Brown, etc. They were African or Malaysian names. I am trying to get a definitive answer on how stringent Western Union is on proper identification when people come to pick up wired money.
Right.
She goes, they will check your ID, otherwise they cannot get money or wire money. By the way, in Japan, it is very strict. I have some conversations between me and Green. Miller did not contact me often, so I will forward to you. I go, unfortunately, they were receiving the funds in places outside Japan, where I'm told is very lax when it comes to picking up money.
Mm-hmm.
You can have people you know working there. They can work there.
That's true.
Bunch of horse shit going on, is what I says. She goes, David Copper also asked a lawyer, and his name is Ashraf Johnson.
We've never heard that before.
I feel like we have.
I feel like we have too.
You remember that one?
Yeah, briefly comes up. Maybe has come up once or twice in the whole segment. And we've been doing this segment for 4 years.
Yeah, I don't remember. Yeah.
Joe never forgets a Johnson. Bank on it.
Huddle.
It was a huddle of hoe. Thank you.
No, there's only a huddle.
No,
there's no a hoe after that.
She was laughing. She was like, "Yeah, see, I got the hoe." Shows what you know.
Horton heard it.
You were way ahead.
Yeah, I know.
You turned back.
Almost got out of Dodge. What's going on, Boom?
Yeah, right.
Should have kept running.
Yeah. What was that guy, Wrong Way Harrigan?
I don't know, but no, he shouldn't have turned back.
Yeah, all right.
His name is Ashraf Johnson in Paris, where they all Ashraf Johnsons hang out.
Yes.
I have his address, and I sent money to him 2 times. Parker Green sent money to Ashraf Johnson in France, too. I will check the address and send it to you. And then this is a conversation between Parker and Anne. Parker goes yes to something. Anne goes, I made videos for James. Wow. They are ING them. I guess Bingo was his name. I don't know.
ING.
I don't know.
And he made things for... Now, wasn't she in... James was a soldier.
Yes. They're all soldiers.
And I soldiers. Wonder what the video was.
It was Rock Soldiers by Ace Frehley.
Funny. Oh, I hate that song.
Really?
When we opened up for Ace, we go back in, and I'm not really a big Ace Frehley fan, but it was in Race Odyssey. Johnny and Chris Wider, they're idols, so we did the gig. I want to just go home, and believe me, we were waiting for Ace to come through. They shoot us away like pigeons, and I'm like, I had enough of this shit. I'm going to go watch the Giant game. So I go out to my car. Somebody blocked my car, and so I go into the bar, and the guy goes, I got to see, you got a ticket? I go, I was just in one of the opening acts. I'm just waiting for somebody to move the car. And meanwhile, I'm listening to Rock Soldiers, and I'm sitting there going, are we? Ugh.
Really?
You hate watched Ace. Yeah.
Yes. Yes.
Hate watched.
You hate watched Ace.
Yes.
Arya. Arya.
You were there. All right.
Really a soldier? Would you get your little guitar?
Yeah. Rock soldiers. Pay you. I want to watch the giant game.
Anne goes, I just post those are scammers who abuse his photos. So she's telling Miller that people are using his photos. Of course, it's a scammer using Miller's photo.
Of course.
She goes, I need to do it. Suck a cock. No, that's not
good. You'd be great on the news.
I would be great on the news.
I know. Sorry.
You don't okay. Just so you don't agree with a lot he has to say, but the way he says it kills me.
It's the way he phrases it. It sounded just like Shaka Khan.
Yeah,
Suck a cock.
Sorry.
The Weird Al video that was never made.
Yes.
I need to do it. Reduce the victims. Parker goes okay, and goes.
He's getting right on that. Yeah.
Yeah.
And goes. I did it. One video is made by my student. Another one is made by.
Me!
And goes, don't post your name. Stupid. Parker. And goes, no, fake name. Parker goes, to avoid criminal attack. Because apparently he knows the criminals that will attack.
Yeah.
It's nice that he's actually giving some fucking solid advice.
That's bizarre.
Nobody fucks with her but me. Me and my syndicate.
Yeah, right.
They're like protective.
Wait, are we on the wrong side of this?
Think about it. If the other scammers and they get to her, it's money out of their pocket.
I understand.
So they work your own side of the street.
Yeah, really.
Or the path,
it's
or whatever the fuck they
chivalry.
Are.
Chivalry.
Sort of.
Yeah. Parker goes, okay. Anne goes, no one knows me. Even the fake profiles on Facebook, they protect
me.
Parker goes, okay, good. This is why Brown said you can work with them. Really? Is that the reason? I thought it was the fucking endless funds you were sending. Anne goes, me?
Me?
Yeah, a little late now.
Yeah.
It was a question mark at the end.
Me?
Anne goes, I can read profiles.
Good for you.
Not well.
It's a big girl. Yeah. It was a big girl.
Look, me. You.
Me. Anne goes, I made website before. And maybe I should fucking hire her.
It's not accurate, but it's done.
At this point, I'll
and
take
we can
it.
Upload and stuff.
Sure. There are a few misspellings, do you think?
Gives a shit we can upload to it.
Why does the whole crew of the radio show look like soldiers?
But it's not in English.
Don't care.
Don't care.
More progress has been made.
And goes, and I know some skills. Some soldiers got hacked. You know it. The scammers have all of the photos.
Ah, scammers!
Who wrote that?
Anne.
And moment of clarity.
Parker goes, please, and then uses her real name.
Mm.
She goes, I am crying. You can do it. And Parker goes, you can do what you want.
Oh, wow. That's cold.
Really?
Anne goes, I told them the truth. Parker goes, since you don't trust Mr. Brown, okay? Anne goes, I do. I did tell them before. Parker goes, just keep calm and do what he asks you to do. No time for hysterics, woman.
Wow.
Just go to the Western Union and put a brave
no time for hysterics, woman.
Yeah, really.
Go to Western Union. Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm waiting on your funds.
Jeez.
Parker goes, okay. He'll be in Japan with I soon.
With I soon.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That's the way you do it.
Sure. Parker goes, he's doing all he can to assist you. Do not make him look like a fool, okay?
Oh, my God.
Parker goes, please. I have to work. Anne goes, he should send one fax to my company. Parker goes, be calm. That is my advice. Parker goes, he will. Anne goes, I am crying. Parker goes, he is too busy. This is the end of the year. My general.
They got quota?
Sure.
Yeah, really.
My general is here, spelled G-E-N-A-R-A-L is here.
I don't even know what she's going for.
No, that was Parker trying to spell general.
Trying
to hustle the fourth quarter numbers. Holy shit.
That is end of the year, John.
Yeah, I do, yeah.
She's quoted a fucking name.
Yeah, yeah.
It's rough. Parker goes, talk later. Anne goes, okay. Parker goes, I have to face Modest now.
Modest?
I think that he was going for my desk.
Oh.
I have to face my desk now. I tear in my little chair around.
I know. Okay, desk Be patient with
Everybody
me.
Needs a desk, no matter what you're doing. You're going to put your shit on something.
Park goes, bye for now. And goes, just tell Brown to send the fax to my company. My staffs are going mad at me.
my rod and my staff, my they comfort rod. Me.
They do. They will ask the boss to sue me soon. Please. I am begging you. Bye. Mr. Davin.
That's four.
I need to go to bed because I am so tired. I have a hay fever. See ya.
Okay.
I tell her to rest well. October 1st, 2014. Mr. Davin.
Oh, five.
Let me tell you something. This is the mail from fucking scammers. There is something in common with fucking fraud star Brown Cotton. Number one, a list. Oh. A list really should be one of your things at some point.
It should be.
Number one, the funds will hit my account in 72 hours if you pay for the fees in advance. Then it will be never-ending payment. I do not know why I have funds in Nigeria. Ha 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 ha. I have an idea.
I know why you have funds in Nigeria.
She doesn't know why she doesn't have funds in Nigeria?
She doesn't know why she does have funds.
Oh, she, still just as bad.
And a prince.
Yes. Number three, you had an FBI scam.
Me.
No, they didn't.
No.
I dare say Melvin Santos is fucking fake.
I dare say?
She dare say.
She can't say much.
She said that Melvin Santos is fucking fake.
That's crazy.
Perhaps he's not a real doctor. Maybe he just plays one at the United Nations.
But if she says she's fake, I can't understand why she can't get around the fact that some of her funds are in Nigeria, and then she calls Melvin Santos fake. You would think if she is the expert, which she claims she is,
right?
You would see the correlation between that.
And so she gets it some days, and she doesn't get it others.
That's the thing, and you know, and you can't let her off the hook. Well, if she's some poor woman getting scammed, which she is, but she's claiming to be an expert, people that she's advising, and you can't see that correlation. You're saying he's fake. Well, how's my money winding up in Nigeria? How do you think, stupid?
Yeah, really, you do want to shake her sometimes.
Yeah,
shake your love. It was a pop song back in the day.
Yes, that was Debbie Gibson.
It was.
Wow. I can't believe you knew that.
Why?
I don't know.
Well, she comes from Long Island, and a guy that I know, Ed Ryan, used to play in a band. So,
okay. There's a reason.
See, he justified that. That little shoulder shimmy, there's no justification for that move that you just did there. My chairs are getting a workout fucking today. They'll both be burned after the show.
Yes.
Please read the mail carefully. This is from Mrs. Inga Britt Alnheis.
Same to you.
Irish lady.
And it goes to Ann. And the path was FBI OFICN24 at live.com. So live.com is not an official.
No.
So she sends me the fucking path. Shake your love. Oh, my God. Pages of path. United Nations Office of International Oversight Services, Internal Audit Monitoring Consulting and Investigation Division.
Oh, my God. That's a mouthful.
Fit that on a card.
Fit that on your fucking throat. It choked you.
Choked on that title.
From Mrs. Inga Britt Alnheis.
Easy for you to say.
Choking on another cock.
Not so much.
Yeah. The way your mouth moves, nah, you're trying to say that.
Like a dog with peanut butter in his
mouth. That's exactly what I was thinking.
To fund beneficiary, this is to inform you that I came to Nigeria yesterday from New York after a series of complaints from the FBI and other security agencies from Asia, Europe, Oceania. What the fuck is Oceania? Isn't it like a mythical place?
No, that's what they talk about, like the islands that are out in the Pacific.
Yeah.
Oh, that's what they're called?
Yeah.
Oh.
Which islands are those?
Like Fiji, I think, would be part of that. Like way out there.
Oh, okay. Antarctica, because there's a lot of scamming activity in Antarctica. Never know when a penguin's on the wrong side of the law.
Yeah, right.
Those damn scientists.
Yeah. South America. Uh-oh. We know how that goes. And the United States of America, respectively, against the federal government of Nigeria and the British government for the rate of scam activities going on in these two nations. I have met with President Dr. Goodluck Jonathan of Federal Republic of Nigeria. That's the real president at the time.
Dr. Goodluck.
That was yeah.
Yeah, I know.
And some other top and concerned banks officials of Nigeria who claim that they have been trying their best to make sure you receive your fund in your account. Right now, as directed by our Secretary General, Mr. Ban Ki-moon, that was the guy from the United Nations.
Right.
We are working in collaborations with the Nigerian Economic and Financial Crime Commission, the EFCC, that's real, and have decided to waive away all your clearance fees, charges, and authorize the government of Nigeria to effect the payment of your compensation of an amount of $10 million approved by both the British government and the UN into your account without any delay.
Yeah.
Finally, some shit's happening. I feel good about this.
I do, too. I'm very...
No fees.
No fees. The only the only fee you'll pay. Oh, Joe.
Only.
Thank you for playing our game.
Wait a minute. Remember what happened to the last guy? He went wah wah.
Yeah.
Joe, you're banned. Wah wah. The only fee you will pay to confirm your fund in your account is your accrediting fee, which will cost you only but $98 to the UN, and you have no other payment to make except the accredited fee.
$98.
Sounds like a bargain.
It sounds like a bargain.
Finally, I get $10 million for $98. Finally, we're in the game.
I would totally be writing my check.
Sincerely, you're a lucky person, because I've just discovered that some top Nigerian and British government officials are interested in your fund, and they are working in collaboration with one Mr. Richard Graves from USA to frustrate you and thereafter divert your fund into their personal account.
Wait, they were working with Mr. Graves to frustrate you?
Yeah. So now here's the pressure play. So she's got a new scam in play here.
Okay.
We got new scammers.
They're not charging because maybe they figure they're on to her that with all the fees. She says she's not going to pay the fees. However, there's no fees. However, except for the 98 bucks. All right, that's a bargain.
Yeah.
However, there's people that are trying to get a hold of that dough.
Yeah.
And now they're going to charge her to keep from those people getting that money.
I like when we have new players on the field.
Yeah, they kind of freshen it up.
It's nice. You know, it's like the fifth season of the show. You got to introduce some new people.
Yeah.
Right, true.
I like this move.
Okay.
Nice. Still same bullshit, just wrapped differently.
It is.
To frustrate you and thereafter divert your fund into their personal account. I have a very limited time to stay in Nigeria here, so I would like you to urgently respond to this message so that I can advise you on how to best to confirm your fund in your account within the next 72 hours. Because once I go someplace else, the email doesn't work.
Yeah.
There's no way I could
advise
you. I
don't have internet service where I'm going.
Yeah, exactly.
They're not portable.
It doesn't work in Antarctica. Note that the accredited fee is must and very important, so take note of that.
I did.
NB... I don't know what that is. Every communication should be made through the email address below.
That's kind of like, it's kind of like P.S. Nota bene.
Is that?
Nota bene, yeah. Nota bene.
Nota bene.
Is that Italian?
Yes.
Yes.
Huh. She didn't strike me as an Italian, but there you go. But this is the email that Ann should have sent to. MRS, Mrs., at ingabritallinuse83@yahoo.com. Sounds like official business.
Sure.
And how to send the $98 only for oral discussion.
Oh, hey now. Hey now.
Call me on this number, which I just acquired in Nigeria, and then she gives a fucking number.
She got a new Nigerian phone number.
She got a burner phone today in Nigeria.
Yeah.
No, we have asked for the above accredited fee to make available the most complete and up-to-date and records possible. Immediately contact me via email for instructions on how to send the $98. Any other contact or payment you make apart from the accredited fee is at your own risk. Do not know who they're dealing with because they could get so much more.
Oh, yeah, really?
Although I'm sure if that money comes, there'll be more fees.
Oh, yeah, there will be more.
We will like your response to this call to avoid any further delaying. Do not be afraid for the fee when replying this email. Include your position, 69, and address so that we can register yours.
Sideways.
Sincerely, Mrs. Inga Britt. So we have
a scammer. Really? Was she sold?
I don't know. It could just be that they, as Joe said, they realize the old game plan isn't working.
But because she's going to kick and scream about the fees. If they bring in people that are trying to get a hold of their money, then it changes the game.
Yeah.
You know what? I got to pay, but it's not for fees. I got to pay to keep that money.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that's kind of a brilliant tact on their end.
He's in here to frustrate her.
Yeah.
Mr. Davin.
Oh, there we go. Six.
Let
me
tell you one more truth. I like when we get one more truth.
Okay.
According to my past research, many victims lost money, and the funds will be stolen by the government because they do not want to release to the victims. Here we go. Deep state, Joe. Fucking deep state right there taking the funds. This is why I said Melvin Santos is a fucking big fraud star, because he chokes the victims' money. He is a big asshole. And Pip has already said she does not like that type of catcalling.
He is a big ass.
What's it to you?
He is a big ass.
Fucking busted wide
That's
open.
That's hysterical. He's a big asshole.
This man is very corrupted, and he is very idiot.
I love that.
He does not have any info about the scam and international issues. Al-Qaeda and he used my info and research. He is shameful. Good to see fucking Bin Laden was hot on this. Green is also shameful because he used me to get a job at UN. That fucking Miller did the same thing to
me.
They are fucking shameful. Eric Bohr too. Brown Cotton should go to jail. It's fucking a list of grievances.
Roll call.
I promised to let him go to jail after he cheated on 4 victims' money, including me. I say, this is a scam, like about that letter.
Yes.
Ignore them. Don't know if it is tied in with the other scammers, but I think there's a good chance. Scammers. Do not reply. Do not send money. Do not give this person's information to other victims.
Right.
Remember, I got upset with Ann because last time she gave away all the fucking Ann scam tips.
Yeah, and she basically tells the scammers, this is what I'm doing to combat you, and this is what I'm telling other people. Don't help them.
October 2nd, 2014. Mr. Davin.
Oh, 7.
This one is legit.
Oh, she thinks so. Okay.
I do not reply to anyone but you. You can check it out. So at least that's fucking...
Yeah.
Okay, good. That's a step in the right direction.
You think this is legit? Please tell me you do not. I've had enough. I've had enough of horse shit. October 3rd, 2014. Mr. David!
Oh, you suck!
I didn't type it.
Psych.
Yeah, a little Mr. Davin tease right there.
Yes, your little tease.
A little tease. I will not reply to anyone. If you read the full header, it is like Brown Cotton's, very similar. So it seems like I've gotten through.
Okay, that's great.
So thoughts?
Well, like I said, the scammers are taking a different tack to throw her off the trail. You wised her up. That she shouldn't go for that. This is a fake scam, too, so it's kind of good. But once again, you know, she claims to be an expert, and it's funny that she's guiding people and she doesn't know what the hell she's doing. She has to have you talk common sense to her. That's not an expert.
You know that's never a good feeling.
No.
No. No, it's like, you had to be, like, holding your head going, don't respond, don't help them. Oh, my God.
It's a little much.
Yeah, because she just, you know, one step forward, two steps back every time.
It's a wee bit frustrating.
Well, do you want to know our tally?
Sure.
Okay.
All right, give me the tallies.
Okay, this is where we left off.
I don't know what you're talking about.
I have no idea what I'm talking about most of the time. We had 7 Mr. Davins, and we kind of danced around this because we had 5... 6 and 8. And then we had 3 scammers, and we had 2 people picked 4, me and Joe's girl.
Oh, Joe's girl. We didn't even hear Joe's girl threes. Come back.
Yeah, Joe's girl came back.
All right, that's good.
And then we had no liars.
We had liars.
No liars.
Fucking whole bits about a bunch of liars.
I know. We had no liar, I should say.
I got it.
So really, nobody was, I mean, close but no cigar. It's kind of all over the place. No big winner tonight. Sorry, kids. Wah, wah. Ah, succulent meats.
Well, I didn't want to do this on the air, but I've realized Joe and I didn't discuss it on the break, and we have a few minutes.
Mm. Oh.
Yeah.
So Pip will not be here next week.
Right.
I will not. I'll be in England.
She's going to Europe to give her a piece of her mind.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah.
Going to see some music, have a good time.
No, that remains to be seen. Shut up! Sit down! That'll be May.
Going to hear some music, have a miserable time. So, we got to decide if we're doing a show.
I would say we should go dark because the traffic is going to be an abomination. It's going to take me at least 4 hours to get up here.
Oh, that's right. It'll be the day before 4th of July.
Ooh. Is that really a bad travel day?
Yes.
Ooh.
But leaving Long Island?
Yeah.
Absolutely. I thought everybody's heading to the beach.
Coming and going. Ugly.
Because we're going to be off on the 17th.
Yeah. Oh, my God. We killed Joe. What's going on over there?
We killed Joe.
That's what happened.
Yeah, it's going to be, you know, we go dark.
You want a Brillo pad to get the tickle out of your throat?
Couldn't find one.
Toilet bowl brush.
Home hacks with Joe.
Yeah, it's just gonna be murder getting up here. It really is. And if you're without me and I get stuck in horrible traffic, now you're gonna be drawing at straws.
I could do a show by myself.
You might be, because it's gonna be murder getting up here.
Your boss isn't gonna let you out early?
They do. I don't know. However, if they do, it's just the traffic is gonna be an abomination. I'm gonna be sitting in traffic for 4 hours. I don't wanna sit in traffic for 4 hours.
Don't they know who you are?
Yeah.
Don't you have that little light that you put on the top of your car?
They all laugh.
They point.
It's a hot pink strobe light.
Yeah. Look at that.
He was trying to get here. They thought he was going to the Pride Parade.
I saw somebody with a green strobe on the top of their vehicle, or from within the vehicle, actually. And I was like, I know that, like, you know, firemen use blue, and obviously blue and red are cops. What the hell's green?
They're the pickle police.
The what?
The pickle police. There's a gherkin on the loose that they got to find. Just saw his eyebrows sold it.
Yes.
To say a word, just as the way raised.
He looked at him
eyes.
Like, really?
Was priceless.
He just had a keystroke. Really? Really?
Yeah.
Really?
I'm actually thankful you beat me to the punch. I was not going to go with that. But after hearing that god-awful attempt at comedy, I'm glad I didn't try. Because that was awful.
Oh, my God.
Maybe we do need a week to fucking...
I'm just saying that just on paper, it's going to be a disaster.
As opposed to on air.
No, well, no, if it was, I mean, it's going to be brutal. Brutal.
Lisa's weighing in. She says, take next week off and the 17th.
Yeah, Lisa fucking took 3 months off.
Yeah, I know. And then
really?
Just saying, yeah, and you guys, now you take good turns.
Lisa's finally back. Like, yeah, you know what? I've had enough.
She's going to do the show.
She can do the show.
Yeah, sure.
Somebody should do the show.
Somebody should.
I'll do it with Lisa and Joe's girl.
There you go.
Be a good show.
That would be our comeuppance, wouldn't it, Joe?
At least everybody show up on time.
Oh.
Would call out sick.
Hey, I'm here.
You are, and I already told her in fucking no uncertain terms she will be here on the 10th. I don't give a shit.
I am going to be derangedly tired. So, Joe, you're going to have to pick up some slack for me, dude.
All right.
Because I won't know who I am.
Maybe it'll be somebody funny.
Maybe. That could happen. No.
You should have good stories, though, traveling abroad.
Yeah. Yeah.
Should have some concert stories.
He just called me abroad.
Yeah, you travel abroad everywhere.
Yeah, I don't like to travel a bitch.
I'll be seeing a concert this weekend, so I'm sure I will have a review.
What are you seeing?
I am going to see sort of Whitesnake and sort of Foreigner and sort of Jason Bonham Experience. You know, so every band's got like one member of relevancy.
Yes.
Sort of bullshit. I'm seeing sort of cover bands.
Sort of.
So,
where are you going?
Holmdel, New Jersey.
Okay. That's good. Yeah, it's a great venue.
Yep, so I'll have a concert review of that. I'm trying to think, do I have anything else that could get me in trouble between now and then that I'm just going to have to... Well, you know what? I'm sure there'll be other politics going on.
Yeah.
Well, the thing that would be getting you in trouble, dear, it's you.
Well, I guess there's a chance the neighbors will have further exposure to me.
Oh, that can't be good.
I'm telling you, I made a good fucking first impression. Very charming when you don't know me.
Yeah, but see, you're not supposed to set the bar so high.
Oh,
because
I'm setting high.
Yeah, and now it's just going to be plummeting.
Well, they just won't see me. I'll passably nice.
Yeah. You'll be like hiding in the basement.
I gotta tell you, people who don't know me like me very much. So.
I tell you, man, I got great neighbors. I fit right in. Everybody is nice, but mind their own business. What the hell is that?
I forgot. I have presents. But you have to just, like, pick one out of the bag and see what you got.
Well, you take the Asperger's bottle.
Let's see. I'll take this. Barf soda. Great chunky flavor.
Pick one.
What'd you get, boss?
Dirt soda. Shoveled and bottled in the USA. Have you drank this? Thank you.
Yeah, I know. Thank you.
I got worm ooze.
Where the hell did you get this?
I was in Pennsylvania, and I saw this.
Don't they have sarsaparilla or something?
I thought that this would be more fun. This is, this one says, it's so disgusting. Totally gross soda.
Look at this one. You want to throw up just looking at the label.
Pure cane sugar. Yeah, this kind of reminds me of like the Jelly Bellies, the Beanie Bots, the Birdie Bots. Like,
yes.
Gross.
Yeah.
Yes.
But that's one fucking little jelly bean. Now, who's fucking chugging this stuff? Has anybody tried it?
No.
Like, are we supposed to?
Well, you could.
I mean, should I get glasses for this?
I don't know.
I mean, is this something we want to do on air, or?
We could.
I don't know. It's up to you guys. I don't care one way or the other.
I don't think it's supposed to be disgusting tasting. I really don't. I think that they're just supposed to be. I think it's just.
There's no carbonation in this thing.
Yeah, I know. They're probably flat because I've had them for a while.
What's a while?
long enough.
It's a long period of time, Joe.
Stupid.
A while. You're the one who asked the question.
But what a while could be.
I'm not sure. Or months.
You were months. You were holding out.
Yes, I was. I
for just the right moment.
The right
when
moment.
She was leaving the country,
like it's a bottle of fucking Merlot or something.
Yeah,
like
but here's some cyanide tablets. Yeah. Maybe you'll drink it later, and then
that
I'll
would have been just as welcome.
Yeah, you'll drink it later, and I'll be out of the country. Perfect alibi.
Here, fellas, here's some rat poison coladas.
I just thought that they were funny.
Well, thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you, guy.
You're welcome for the dirt and barf.
No, I feel like I should give it back to you. Like, I'm happy about it, but I feel like you should have it to like show other people.
No, this was good.
Oh, are you sure?
Uh-huh.
Because I feel like more of your creepy friends would enjoy it.
No, you're my creepy friends.
No, but you have others too. I've met your others.
Yeah, I do have creepy friends.
Yeah, well,
like, yeah. No. Enjoy.
We're well adjusted considering.
Yeah.
Oh God, help me.
Am I wrong?
Yeah.
I'm wrong.
No. Yeah, there's creepier friends than you guys.
Absolutely.
And less well-adjusted. Wait, I'm looking at Joe.
Well, today's a bad head day.
Yeah,
bad head
day.
The guy who scraped his own skin off, I'm not sure.
Joe was playing goat, and he lost.
He was playing goat?
He wanted to be a goat. He charged with his little fucking head.
He was eating a tin can.
Chewing on some grass and a garden hose, and he headbutted the fucking front door.
trying to scale a wall.
Goats are stupid.
So I had the right animal. Yeah. You know what goats don't do? Sand their fucking head.
Because they got hooves.
Well, maybe you need hooves. Yeah. Maybe that's the answer.
They can't hold the sandpaper. You need an opposable thumb.
It's better to be a goat
for
you.
I like how Joe has to justify why he's smarter than a goat. I like the fact that he's actually indulging this, and it's that close.
It's like, well, it'd be better if I was a goat, and here's why. No, you don't have to. Nah. Sorry.
You saw his attempt to go, wow, I could be worse than that.
Why should this just stink?
Would you like some extra corn on your shit on Sunday?
That's usually what happens. I have this lemming complex.
You really do.
I do. It's like it's bad. I jump
for somebody
in
who
after
could
you.
Critically think, you don't. You're not a dumb person. You just routinely make dumb decisions.
Yes. I think you've summed up my life. Thank you, Doctor.
You too have a place in the administration.
I've been looking in all the wrong places. Yes.
Pip would have won the jacket. What the fuck are you looking at?
That's just Jersey. That's not bad decisions.
So Pip would have worn the little fucking shirt, Frito Bandito, as she fucking met the kids.
Oh,
on the
my God. Oh, my God.
No, she's just a big fan of
She would have been wearing
Frito
a sombrero.
No, mariachi band would have followed Pip into fucking
Want some jumping beans?
Oh, my God.
How about some dirt soda for the kids?
Yeah.
I come bearing gifts.
Oh, my
here's
God.
Here's some syphilis and soda.
Hey, here's some smallpox in blankets.
Good God.
We've done it before.
What is wrong with
it you?
It
worked so great the first time.
It did. It solved the problem.
Yes, there you go.
See, she should be hired.
Mm-hmm. Hey, kids, you want to swim in a super fun cleanup swimming hole?
Somebody wants a challenge coin.
Yes. Yes, damn it. And I want it imprinted with Mar-a-Lago.
Nah. Those challenge coins are really cool when you get them.
Well, yeah, from, yeah.
Yeah, I'm proud of them. I got like a bag
like
of them.
Like a legit one. You got a whole bag of them?
Yeah, you know, I mean, yeah, I probably got like 8 or 10 of them. Whatever.
Wow.
I got like a bag of them, and I wear a couple around my neck.
Neat.
I also have, you know how they have the soldiers wear the, their platoon on it? Like what they're in, like the 82nd Airborne.
He's pointing at his upper arm.
At my upper arm, yes. And, you know, they'll like say what they are like for the 81st Airborne.
Oh, there. Yeah.
So I got a bunch of those, because they're Velcro.
Oh, cool. I didn't know that.
Yeah, so I got a bunch of those, too.
And how did you get those? Like, people gave them to you?
No, I assaulted our soldiers in Iraq.
He broke into the PX.
He snuck up on them while they were sleeping.
I'll kick your ass.
pull that Velcro right off their
arms.
That's
what I fucking did. I go, you know who I am? I have words.
You kind of suck.
You have weapons. I have words.
Yeah.
No, they gave it to me. So, you know, you appreciate it. Yeah. They appreciate you. Yeah. So that's why I get like, I get why they're doing it. I'm just like, you know, some things should be their own.
Yeah.
Whatever. Give them a fucking certificate. By the way, my daughter, you'll be very proud. You'll be very proud of this, Joe. So the daughter the other day at the end of school comes home with three certificates. Two of them were for participation. I go, I don't care about that.
One
participant. I don't care about that.
Yeah.
I don't care about that. Then she got one for making all counting.
And
violin. I go, that I care about.
Yes.
That was an achievement. That you should be proud of.
That's good. Good.
Yeah.
Good.
Yeah.
And she agrees. She's like, no, I don't care about those other ones. Right.
Yeah.
So she's being raised right.
Good.
No, that's participation horse shit.
Yeah, really. Here's a piece of paper for showing.
Well, you
got to
remember something. Of course, you'd think that way because basically, when she's studying martial arts is a level. You move to this, you move
right.
to that,
right.
you move to this. No participation award in martial arts. You get it. You know, you get your belts and your certifications.
Although there have been times where I've wondered if there was.
Well, yeah. I mean, some places I'm sure just like kind
it
of
move the kids along.
Graduate them.
But
up
no, and I'm glad my daughter has been instilled that don't come to me with your fucking appreciation. Don't come to me with that. I go,
your
you're supposed to participate. I expect you to participate.
Yeah.
I am proud of what you accomplish. I celebrate your achievements.
At least this is way to go.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you
for doing that. Yeah. And way to go to her.
Oh, my daughter.
Yes.
Yes. I thought Lisa was saying way to go to herself for, like, sticking it through a whole fucking show.
Well, yes.
Lisa got a participation.
You all get a certificate for being here.
You guys get achievement coins. Davin's Den achievement coins.
What would that look like? Maui over the box?
Picture of Joe's head.
And Maui over the box on the flip side.
She had a bad poop day.
She did?
She kept on running back and forth to the toilet. Didn't know what was wrong with her. She was constipated.
Oh, dear.
But like every minute, I'm running back and forth. Like I take the cat to the vet. Nah, she just had to take a shit. So what do you have to promote? You know how this goes.
You looked at me though.
Because
yeah.
she was being disgusting and stupid.
Oh.
But you confused him.
It's not hard. Look at his head. Many things do. You're not going to live that down. You're not. Nor should you.
I am. Lisa has got many question marks. I was doing the constipated cat.
I feel like we should post a picture of your head.
Should we?
I feel like we should.
So take a picture of the head and post it.
Yeah, we have to put it on our page so that people can see.
Donnie will put it up by the time you have a full head of hair.
Yeah, right. They'll have a cure for baldness by the time he puts it up.
God, I hope so.
Do you have a piece of sandpaper that we can hold next to him as a demonstration?
Work on it.
Joe's beauty tips.
Or at least a mix, Mr. Erase, you know, one of those.
Joe, bend down.
Yeah, he's heard that before.
Not race time.
It's not race
time. I think it showed up. Let me check. Make sure it's
poor
there.
Joe.
Why is it poor Joe? He did it to himself. He wasn't assaulted.
What's it like?
Being an idiot?
Trying to run the USSR all by yourself.
Trial, why? Oh, funny.
Yeah, it doesn't come out as great in the picture.
No,
it doesn't really do the cranial damage trauma that he's created. So
it doesn't
post it.
Well, you guys,
it does look like you are breaking out like in the AIDS virus. It does look like you have purple blotches. Can he go into the AIDS cat's room and fucking hang out?
I think that AIDS cat would appreciate the company.
I think Joe would appreciate the
I
company.
Think we need a more topographical map representation of what's going on here. Because just
Joe, is that Oceano on your head?
As a matter of fact, it is.
You don't shake your head. Don't you? You should have stuck with the fucking mugger story.
Lisa says no one wants to see that.
I got a wart on my nut. You want to see?
And it's mine. Huh? Oh, God. All right. Why do we degenerate into disgustingness?
Because we're stupid.
Yeah, maybe. That could be it.
All right. So what do you got, Pim?
Okay. So, actually, not next week. Normally, I would be promoting Mr. Helix.
You're
going to
fucking do the plug, huh?
Yeah. I would promote Mr. Helix's show on HudsonRiverRadio.com from 3 to 6, Monday through Friday. But he ain't going to be there for a couple of weeks. So tune in when he gets back.
Joe. This shouldn't be a fucking surprise. You thought I was going to ask you a minute ago.
No, because we usually do reads before we do plugs.
Oh, yeah, we do, don't
we? Oh,
we
do.
Asshole.
Yeah.
You have a valid point. Sandpaper the head. I told you I'd bring that back. All right, let's do our fucking reads, then we'll do our plugs. Not like we gave Pip an early start. Tao of Energy is an energy solutions consulting company that specializes in residential and commercial lighting solutions, run by a 15-year lighting professional who can guide you through the world of architectural-grade, environmentally friendly lighting for your home or commercial property. Tao of Energy is on the cutting edge of today's lighting technology. You can find them on Facebook by searching Tao, T-A-O, of Energy, LLC.
Portobello is Bergen County, New Jersey's most exclusive fine dining Italian restaurant. The Tuscan Villa setting will make you feel like you've been transported to the old country, and every dish is prepared with care and attention to detail, and the Portobello chefs are happy to cater to any dietary need, thus ensuring every visit is not just a meal, but an experience. Portobello, it's open for lunch and dinner Monday through Saturday, and on Sunday, Portobello features a sumptuous brunch in addition to their dinner menu, which is available all day. Friday and Saturday nights, Portobello features live entertainment starting at 9 p.m. Portobello Banquets, that's your destination for that special event, such as a Sweet 16, wedding, office party, or anything that has to impress. Their professional staff will ensure that your event will not be just an occasion, but it'll be a memory. Portobello also hosts the popular comedy nights throughout the year, which are produced by Sidesplitting Productions owner Davin of Davin's Den. We'll probably have a great show coming up. Davin is working on that, and we'll let you know when we have it. Experience all that Portobello has to offer, 175 Ramapo Valley Road in Oakland, New Jersey. Or learn more. Call them. Learn more. Thank you. By calling them at 201-337-8990. That's 201-337-8990. Or visit the website, portobellonj.com. You deserve the best, and you deserve Portobello.
What do you got?
I am going to be the Brokerage Comedy Club this Friday and Saturday. Friday night, I'll be there at 8 o'clock. Saturday night will be a 7 and 10 show. Go to gubs.com, or you can call them 516-781-5233.
All right, boys and girls, that was a fun show. Pip, we wish you a safe journey.
Yes.
Thank you. We also have to welcome Lisa back to the show.
Yes.
At the top of the show.
I know, but she wanted me to give her a shout out and say, succulent meat.
Yes.
Welcome to back at the top of the show. She contributes throughout the show, and Pip has to close it on a succulent meat.
Oh, we can do.
Hey, your Joe's girl wanted to see.
You're Joe's girl. You're Joe's girl.
You're Joe's girl.
Tuck. You're Joe's girl.
Your girl started some of it too.
look at Pip spreading out the blame.
Yes, I am. No. I'm spreading the blame.
Instigators. Well, we wish you a happy trip.
Thank you.
Enjoy the concert.
Yes.
Multiple concerts.
Yeah.
I hope the language isn't a problem.
It might be.
Have a good time drinking your face off at Anthony's house?
Yeah. No compound party this year.
What?
Why?
He's
going. No, they're going out on Keith's boat. Keith the cop's boat's got this big boat, and they're going out to AC, so they're hanging out at AC.
That is no excuse.
Yeah.
It's a tradition. What are you going to do?
Yeah.
I'm going to work around. I got a shitload of stuff to do around the house. The thing, I'll be there a year on Friday. Actually,
happy
Thursday. Thank you. And I still have rooms to do, and it used to. Joe's girl's been on me. You got to get on this stuff, and I go.
I want to hear about that. No, not that funny show.
But the thing about it is when I first moved when I first moved in, I was under. I was just under a timetable to get the house, my old house, prepped and sold and all that.
Of course.
And now I just wanted to chill. But now it's a year. I'm like, I really got to get moving on stuff. So I got to power wash the house. I got to paint my patio. I got a patio. I'm gonna paint it. Work on my office. I got a bunch of stuff around the house I need to do. So, yeah, that's going to be my fourth.
There you go. All right, kids, be safe there. Happy 4th of July. Happy Independence Day.
Yeah.
Yes.
Make sure you pass by your picture of our president hanging over the living room. Maybe give it a good smooch and thank him for making America great again.
I will.
A little too much tongue.
Funny.
A little too much, Joe.
Yeah, sorry. Back off.
Back it off.
Back it
off.
Messing up the hair, which is real.
I appreciate you appreciating me, but not so much. I got a joke for you. You'll appreciate this. Then we'll get out of here. So somebody, the person who owns the fucking camp where my daughter goes, not a fan of the president, by the way. And I always feel very uncomfortable with people who I don't normally talk to. Like, start getting political with me because I don't really want to get into it.
Yeah.
Like,
okay.
I have a show for that.
Exactly. Yes, yeah. I do. So he goes. All right. Donald Trump's going up. He's in Trump Tower. And he's going up the elevator, and it stops on a floor. And a beautiful blonde gets into the elevator. They start moving. She goes, "Are you Donald Trump?" He goes, "Yes, I am." She goes, "Oh, I'm such a big fan of yours. I really admire you." She goes, "May I give you a blowjob?" Donald Trump says, "Okay, but what are you going to do for me?" You don't get it? Really? You don't get it? What don't you get? That him alone.
Night of the dog, Alice! Night of the dog!
Oh! Got it.
The wheels on the bus go round and round, round and round. Maybe now we're going to color.
Maybe only one helix should come back.
Can we basket weave? That's my
fucking
favorite.
Wrong with you?
I didn't get it.
You were dumb as fuck.
Thank you.
Thank you.
I can't believe people rely on you to do important things.
I know. It's scary as shit, isn't it?
When are you going to sandpaper your head? Is that next? Is this what I'm working with?
Yes.
You got it right away, yeah?
Yes, I did.
Good boy. See, look, he has a fucking abrasion and a contusion to the head. Contusion.
Thank you, Joe's Girl. Joe's Girl says Pip needs a vacation.
Well, you're getting one.
Yeah, she worked 3 weeks in a row on the show. She must be exhausted.
No, from other things.
I understand. But, you know, I think you have, like, your personal best streak of being here 3 weeks in a row?
No, that's not true.
No, you haven't been here 3 weeks in a row.
No, I have been, but I've done longer streaks than that.
Yeah, you're the regular Cal Ripken of radio.
Yeah. Nice, everybody dropped in tonight.
You got here a little earlier than usual. That was a pleasant surprise.
Yeah, I was able to finagle because we had people in today.
Good. All right, glad to see some of the Peruvians showed up to work.
Yes.
All right, thank you all for listening. This podcast will be up at some point.
Merry Christmas.
Remember, kids, get just out and vote presidential election.
And we just want to wish you all a happy and safe Christmas and a happy new year by the time this gets
up. We'll be live next Tuesday during the elections. Yeah. during the presidential elections, we'll let you know.
Thank the back office staff,
if Hillary can beat Donald Trump round two.
Yeah, right.
See what happens. But no, this will get up eventually.
Sure. That's what he said. Yeah. Mm.
It was a good attempt.
I need a vacation.
You're going to get one.
Let's root for the terrorists. Anyway.
Yeah. Oh, God.
No. If you like us, tell a friend. If you hate us,
tell no one.
Either way, please keep on listening.